Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, Michelle Redlinger, and event intern Emily Schweitzer about the Summer Classic. This is part one of a two-part interview. It's a busy week in Washington with a big celebration. Can you let us know what the days are of the Summer Classic, and then we'll talk about each one?
Yeah, the Summer Classic began a few years ago when Washington celebrated our 175th anniversary, and we decided to create the event annually in a four-day type of recurring event. Our first day is Ag Day, which is held on Thursday. Then on Friday, we have Family Day. Saturday, we have two components to that day, with the morning being Ridiculous Day, and then the evening concert at the airport is Flightline Live. And then on Sunday is Living the Dream and Noche Latino. And then those are those 4 days that make up our big summer classic.
And can you tell us about what is going to be going on with Ag Day on Thursday?
Yes. So on Thursday, everything starts at 9. We have farm safety at the fairgrounds. We have a modern ag display. And then also little hands on the farm. We have the antique tractors, a kiddie tractor pull. And then a new thing this year, we have a Sinclair tractor ride and drive, which is going to feature some of their bigger equipment, smaller equipment, lawnmowers, tractors.
And you can test drive them too. So that will be interesting if you've never driven a backhoe. You can have a chance to do that.
Knock that off your bucket list.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody wants to be near me.
And then we have the antique tractor parade as well, followed by the farmer's market, the free tree giveaway, and then food vendors, and our Thursday Night Live starts with Mike Whitaker featuring Bree Nettie.
And if you aren't too tired from Thursday, what's going on Friday?
Friday focuses on the family, and we have a lot of children's activities brought to you by the Y, and the Joy of Music is doing a sing-along in the morning, along with some library activities. And then we ask people to come to Central Park to have a picnic over the noon hour. And then the activities start again in the afternoon with bounce houses, and we have activities provided by Hills Bank and the Rotary Club, as well as the Extension Office. And also, not in Central Park, the Aquatic Center is open for free admission in that afternoon. And then as the afternoon turns to evening, the food vendors open, we've got more live music, and all of that is ramping up to the first Movies on Main Street, where they're going to be featuring Free Willy, free movie, and free popcorn.
And hopefully good weather.
Definitely going to be a good weather.
And then on Saturday, Ridiculous Day, a long-standing tradition in Washington. In case we have somebody new to the community, can you explain what Ridiculous Day is?
All right, so Ridiculous Day is when all of the shops in Washington are the ones that are available to be open their doors on a Saturday and have all sorts of sales. It used to be when there were big department stores, they would have ridiculous sales and take everything out of the basements and put it on the sidewalk, and everyone would come in and just take what they could get for very low prices. So that's still the idea a little bit. And then there's a sale outside the library as well, a princess and superhero contest, and lunch, 1,000 ducks in the fountain. And then it'll conclude downtown with a parade.
And if people want to be in that parade, can you remind us what the requirements are or how to get signed up?
We have a sign-up form at the Chamber, and we'll also have sign-up forms available that day. So if you wake up Saturday morning just itching to be in a parade, you can put together a booth, and you can line up starting at noon on Washington Boulevard. And we'll have forms there and in advance. The theme is just ridiculous, and so it's open to all different types of businesses and interpretations, as well as individuals. For kids that might want to participate in the parade, they can come early and be part of the princess or superhero contest, and then all participants in that activity are invited back to be part of the parade and experience what it's like to be on the street as the parade instead of on the sidelines.
That's been today's Washington Page with Michelle Redlinger and Emily Schweitzer of the Washington Chamber of Commerce speaking about the Summer Classic. This is part one of a two-part interview.